people are sitting there, they're just like racking their brain and thinking about it, and then they're brainstorming about all the things that they think are the objections of their users, right? I've been there, I've done it, and it's like painful at times for me. Sometimes I just like, well, what's their internal objections? What's the vehicle objections? What's their external objections, right? Or I can just ask them.
I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
Welcome to Performance Marketer. I really appreciate you being here. I want to start by just explaining to you what it means to be a performance marketer. And simply put, performance marketers are result-driven. Everything that we do is measurable. If you're a performance marketer, you are measuring everything you're doing on the internet. Math. That's why math's unbelievable. Yes, you can have an opinion. Yes, you can say things, but when you're out in the market and you're in direct response, it's everything is all about results, no matter what you're doing, whether it's you're buying ads, creative, whatever. So if you're a performance marketer, you're someone that is result-driven. You create actions. You measure everything that you're doing. You are result-driven, bottom line. Why am I doing this? Okay, so a few reasons why I'm doing this. First off, I just find that I need to build a program that if I am developing a survey platform, I need to make sure people take action. So the Survey Detective is what we're building. Survey Detective is a do-it-yourself platform that's going to allow people to come in and easily create surveys, quizzes, assessments that will allow them to learn about their audience so that people are telling you what they want, so that you then can now segment your data. You can understand the language of your diehards, identify who are your diehards, how to segment them, what kind of copy to use for your headlines or for the content that you use in the outcome pages, what lead magnets or ethical bribes are you going to use. All of that's going to be discovered in a discovery survey as you learn from these people, okay? I'm doing this because I'm finding my way of what I'm going to teach people. Now, I know a lot about direct response, but it seems that this is a good fit for me. Me being able to help people generate leads. I've identified that people have a hard time generating leads. And even if they are generating leads, the quality of leads of what they're generating and how they're doing it. And the majority of marketers in the marketplace make the mistake of promoting the same marketing message to your entire audience when everybody's not the same. There isn't one solution for everyone. There are different solutions for different people that all have the same desires, that all fit your solution, but their road to get there is different. That's what this does for you. This allows you to identify what these people are, what groups, what segments they are in, and then how you're going to communicate with them that's relevant for them. And what you're going to be doing is, once you learn and understand, okay, and you create your segments and you analyze your data, that's what's going to allow you to build your segmentation funnel, your segmentation survey funnel. And by doing that, that is going to be on 24/7. That is going to be where you're generating all of your leads and building your list. The discovery phase, that is just for you to do research. So those are being run on fixed times in your business for different use cases, which I'll go over later on, but it's around new products and new markets or existing products and existing markets. And I'll kind of talk through how you use it, when you use it, okay? Because there's different times and that's what we're going to be doing. That'll be part of the process when I'm working with you directly. But so what you're doing in the discovery phase, when you're investigating, I'm going to use the word investigate because it's Survey Detective. So anywhere I can find. And by the way, guys, if you guys see anything where you come up with a name or a word that sounds awesome that I can name a process, let me know. Let me know. Because I'm always going through this and I'm writing down things, but I haven't like put a stake in the sand yet on some stuff. But investigate is relevant to your becoming a detective, right? Survey a detective. What do detectives do? They investigate. So you're investigating your market or a product. That's what you're doing. You're just trying to learn. You're trying to understand. Before you do anything, you just need to understand. When I work with a client, I need to understand them, learn about them before I can give them a solution. If I'm working as an agency, if I'm working where I have my own products, and let's say I'm running traffic to my products, well, then I understand my products and then I know what I'm looking for because I know it fits within my business. Okay? Very different. You being somebody who's going to be an agency working for somebody as a client, versus you running traffic to your own products. That's why it gets a bit overwhelming if you try to be an agency and work with 10, 15, 20 clients because you put your heart and soul and it takes time and energy to learn and understand these people. So that's how you have to figure out, how can I be efficient to do what I do, help people, but not do it on a one-on-one basis, which is what I don't want to do that. Will I have a mastermind or a higher level coaching mentorship program? Sure, I will. But I'll still be teaching it in groups, right? Not one-on-one. Maybe just to start, we'll see. But that's where I see the business. Who knows? Maybe I change that just based on my experience when I start working. We'll find out. But that's not my goal. I really don't want to work one-on-one. My time is too valuable. Your time is too valuable. I should be able to get across what you need where you can get it without having to like spend time with me all day and me spend time with you. Your time is valuable, my time is valuable. Our goals here, what we're building, is buying our time, creating a lifestyle. That's huge, huge. So the segmentation survey, there's different types of hooks on the welcome page, star page, on how you're going to get people in, okay? We can go over that. There's a bunch of different ways you can do it. But the overview of why a segmentation survey is so unbelievably helpful for you is because it allows you to identify people are going to come through and they're going to self-declare where they are in their life right now, what their skill set is. They're going to tell you information about themselves. I play tennis. And if I go and talk to a pro and I go start taking a lesson, they would ask me, well, right now, what are your biggest challenges? Because they need to know what they're going to work on. And I can say to them, well, I'm really struggling with my forehand. What's wrong with your forehand? I keep either flying it long, I can't get enough spin on the ball. And there are times where I'm like, my weight is going to the right and I'm hitting the ball into the net. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't have a backhand and I can't play anything at the net and my footwork. And it's like, okay, well, maybe you're not a really good tennis player, right? But like, I need a lot of work. But the point is that I'm telling them what my issues are. So by them seeing that and understanding that, they should already know things that I could do to stop flying it long and being able to get more spin. There's things that there's a common pattern on how do you get spin on a tennis ball. There could be the grip, could be where you're going back, could be like going from down to up, following through, flicking it, or whatever, right? But an expert will know that. You guys should know that for your business. So you already know the solution. When you're doing this, you need, most importantly in the beginning, to know what is it that you're selling? What is your core offer? It's okay that you don't have a list. You need to know what you're selling. You need to know what the end game is here. You need to have an idea. If you're running a discovery survey and you're trying to investigate a product or market, well, then you're figuring out what it is that you want to sell, what your paid program is going to be. Or you already know what your core program is. You need to know. And even if you know, I highly recommend that you still do the discovery survey. I know people give me pushback, but if you're in this group, just listen to me and do it. I'm telling you, yes, you may know who your diehards are. Yes, you may know what your segments are. But would it hurt to understand the language and maybe create a better headline for your program that could change the whole dynamic of an ad converting or not converting or a sales page converting? It could give you ideas on other types of ethical bribes that you can create. Okay, there's a lot of value here. And it could help you with maybe branching out into creating a new product or a new service. So just for the sake of this, you should do that. We should be doing that because that's the right way to go about doing it. But so the whole point of when you're done with this and you're investigating with your discovery, the first thing you're doing in your segmentation survey is you're creating your outcomes. Your segments are going to be your outcomes. Your outcomes, okay, that's the what I was showing you guys yesterday, what you saw yesterday that I sent. If I broke it up, start. These are page by page, by the way. We're not doing a survey where there's thousands of questions on one page. It's overwhelming, doesn't get the job done. That's not the format of how you're gonna run your survey or your quiz or your assessment. It's gonna be, each one of these is a question, Q1, Q2, whatever. Let's say you have Q3, Q4, Q5. You have your questions. Here, lead capture. This is where you're gonna get the person to give you information, the opt-in. And then this is your outcome, okay? See that? Start, welcome page. This is where you're gonna have your type. It's gonna be where your hook is. It's gonna be where your headline is. This is gonna be where you're gonna get people to start the process. This is where the engagement begins, okay? You're not capturing data in the front, and you could test that out, but from the tests that I've done, we converted much higher when we got somebody to start the program, start the survey, start engaging, and it creates momentum to get them to the end where you get them through the questions, right? So one of the things, we're talking about terminology, right, in the beginning, no-brainer questions. No-brainer questions are the ones where they can answer within a millisecond. How old are you? Where have you been? What have you done, right? People are answering questions on, like we talked about yesterday, either what they've done in the past, what they don't like, who are they? These are questions that are no-brainers. You don't want to be very invasive. You just want to get people going to a point where then you then have your segmentation question. We're going to simplify it. No logic here other than the basic, you put your segments into a question, they answer that question, and it's very clear. When you do this, and we'll go over that, when we get into the segment, we're going to do the discovery first, then we'll do the segment as the second phase. The segments, your segments need to be very clear. If someone lands on a question where you're trying to segment the data and you ask them a question and they fit in both, they can fit into two, then you haven't done a good job. You need to get your segments to a place where there's no question about it, I belong in choice B. Until you get there, then it's not done. And you haven't done a good enough job. And if you don't do that, it's not going to be as effective. Because that's super important. Because what's going to happen is, these are the four steps. Here's a framework, guys, that I need to create a worksheet for that we will create. So these are the steps, right? And within, we all know, right? So we create a framework, and then I got to create a framework within a framework. So I'm going to have a framework for this. What are the steps? I'm going to have a framework for this section, right? Overall. But then I'm going to have a framework for each question. Like what, how do you know what to ask? What questions are you asking? I have to have a framework for the lead capture page. But keep in mind, guys, this is a basic segmentation survey. What is missing here in this part over here? You want to be able to better describe their situation better than they can. That's your goal. That's a hint of what would be here. You want to be relatable. You want to show that you understand their situation. You want them to feel like they're being understood. And then you want to relate to them, right? Where you are today in your business is different than the person that's coming through your program. So you need to be able to explain to them that you get it. You've been there, right? You feel for them. You feel for where they're at right now in their stage. That's the whole goal here on your outcome. And this is where you go from you relating and feeling and describing what they're going through. So they're like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking about. You totally get me, Eric. You totally understand where I'm at right now with my business. I do. I get it. And what you need to do for that is You need to find a coach. You need to find a program. You need to find technology that can help you do what it is that you are struggling with. Here's the answer. This is what you should be doing. I haven't said what they're going to do, but I'm telling them how to solve the problem. I'm giving them a solution. But like the knee brace example, I need a knee brace. So then the transition comes into, well, you need this, and I've counseled you to what you need. Now you're thinking, okay, Eric, well, then what do I do? What do I do next? And I go through that process of explaining that to you. And then I transition into, and this is why I've created blank. That's what your paid program is all about. What you're doing, whatever you do, whatever your core offer is, that is the solution. That's your paid program. But you've taken time to understand these people. You've touched them in so many ways, and you made them feel understood. You've got, if they've gotten through both of these to the end, to the outcome, at that point, they're going to land on, and this is what's missing, guys. Outcome one, outcome two, outcome three, and outcome four. When you finish your discovery and you figure out what your segments are and you go through the whole process, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to create your outcomes. Those are your segments. Those are going to be your lists. Those are going to be the lists that you're going to be now using, and you're going to be able to market to them in a custom way, right? Custom tailored marketing. What you're going to be doing there, this is an important word, perception. It's what we talked about yesterday. And I don't remember if I did it before or after my internet went out, but I did it on a video. But so a simple example, if I didn't describe it yesterday, I'll do it again, is Apple. Apple, one of the biggest companies in the world. Well, Apple sells the Mac computers. Now, what do? When you walk into the store and you see somebody and they come and help you, or you go to their site, one thing they need to understand is, are you buying a Mac for business, leisure, or school? Guess what, guys? Segment one, segment two, segment three. Very different people, right? Very different people. How are you going to sell to these people? You're going to sell to these people in a very different way. How are you going to communicate to someone who's in business versus the person that's in school that want to buy a Mac is going to be very different. The Mac that the businessman may buy may have some bells and whistles loaded up into it, but at the end of the day, the core product, it's a Mac. The student is buying a Mac. They may not have all the things that the businessman needs, or vice versa. Maybe in school, you need certain programs that someone who is using this for leisure or for business does not need. So they're going to add those bells and whistles to the Mac, but they're selling a Mac. Okay? This allows them to customize the messaging, but they're selling the same product. The core offer is a Mac. Your core offer doesn't change. You could run programs where if you wanted to send it to different products, if you had all these different products that you're selling e-commerce wise, totally do that. And that's a bit more advanced, but that's when you're going down into some other stuff. But just basically, right, for the most part, people here, you all have your product, your core offer. And your core offer is how you're going to now communicate with these people, identify the different people's objections, situations, and then you're going to sell towards that. If you start selling to a kid in school, the businessman's Mac, it's likely they probably can't afford it or need it. They have no money. It may not be relevant for them. And you could lose them if that's the only type of marketing that you're pushing out into the market. So there's no one way to do things. That's why when you go through these programs and you're seeing people teach, right? And you're building offers. Like Austin, you're here? You still here, Austin? Right? Like when Steve talks about the objections, vehicle, internal, external, and I know you coach those people. People are sitting there, they're just like racking their brain and thinking about it, and then they're brainstorming about all the things that they think are the objections of their users, right? I've been there, I've done it, and it's like painful at times for me. Sometimes I just like, what's their internal objections? What's the vehicle objections? What's their external objections, right? Or I can just ask them, right? I want to talk to you and understand what your objection. Save me a lot of time and energy. And when you tell me what your objections are, I don't have to guess. Does that make sense? You guys understand that? So this whole process is allowing you to build your offers. It's allowing you to figure out what angles you're taking, right? There's a lot of things. You're able to identify if there's certain places in your market that aren't being served. You're able to identify their weaknesses in your market, or maybe even a new product or service. There's so many things, guys. There's so many things. But so the whole point is you're creating perception. You're creating the perception that you've created a plan, a solution designed specifically for you. Make sense? You're going to feel like I just created something for you. You're going to feel special because I understand you, understand your issues, where you're being challenged. So I'm focusing on that. I'm solving that issue for you, which is very different than another segment of mine. It in the simplest way, because most of the people here are the ClickFunnels world, right? And you've all been taught the same way of how to look at the objections with vehicle, internal, external. It could be as simple as your segments are vehicle, internal, external. And me selling you on you not believing in my vehicle is different than me selling you on somebody that has some insecurities of their own, or somebody that is saying they don't have enough time. There's three different objections there. Very different, right? That's where, listen, people still sell and they kick butt doing it. But the beautiful thing about it is people are buying when people aren't doing this. See, what that does is, and this is where I was watching something with Howard Schultz. He's the CEO of Starbucks. And one of the things that he said was when you're out in the market and you're trying to identify what's going on, what's working, what are your competitors doing, something you should get really excited about is if you see people that are being successful and they're not doing something that you know could better the situation for the person, then oh boy, you're in a good place, right? People are generating sales. People are building sales funnels. They're going through a whole offer build. But I don't care what you say. I don't care how well you know your market. If I do this, I can learn about your market and I will learn if I'm speaking to the right people. It's a very important thing, guys. There's a big mistake people make in why surveys and quizzes don't work, assessments, is because you need to be surveying the right people. Your diehards, you need to identify who they are, and then you need to then listen to them. Just logic sets in. If you talk to somebody that isn't a diehard, isn't your guy who's gonna spend money with you and want everything that you're doing, right? In this group, I have to identify who are the diehards. Who are my diehards in here? And I'm talking to you guys. I don't know yet. I'll learn, I'll figure it out. That's what I'm doing, right? And when I understand that, I'm gonna listen to you guys more on what your issues are because I need to solve them. If I have somebody else that is telling me something, but I could tell they're not a diehard in certain ways, one is if I spend time with people, I can tell. But you don't get that luxury when you're on the internet, right? And the idea is we're building businesses without being one-on-one. So the ability to do this where we are now going to personalize things for people, you're doing it by talking to your diehard raving fans. Boom. Okay? So just to answer my own question earlier, when we talked about the outcomes, you are going to have a unique lead capture page that will go to each of your outcomes. Okay? You're going to personalize each of these pages based on information that you identify here. Make sense? You're identifying so that you can decide where they're going, what segment they're going to go into of these four. You're identifying it. Then these pages will be built with messaging, with copy that will be specific for each segment. Does that make sense? Each lead capture page, each opt-in is going to speak to each of your segments. So there's going to be logic inside, which we have in our platform, that you now will do it with you, will determine where they land. Now, there's going to be a framework for that page on how we go about communicating with each of those people. But here's the thing, right? Remember we talked about being efficient? I'm not looking to make more work for you. There's a lot of ways that we can land people on capture pages and outcomes, okay? There is the format of, you can have a video there to communicate with people. You could have text. You could have a voiceover. Doesn't really matter. You could test to see which one converts better in your market, right? And how comfortable you are. If you're not comfortable putting yourself out there, you ever go and you're like taping yourself and you're like, I feel so stupid. It's like, yeah, because it's just, there's no meaning behind it. Like, you're just not there yet. You're not, you haven't gotten to that place where like, you just feel it. Like, I am communicating with the guys right now and I feel good. I know what I'm talking about. I love this. I know it works. I can talk about this all day long and dive in and get deep with you guys because I know it works. But months ago, I was talking about stuff where like, all right, we have to create content on my podcast. And I'd be talking, but it just wasn't there. It's just me. I was just making stuff up. You know, like, I could talk about all different things in direct response, but like, that's what they mean by finding your voice and your passion about, you really know what you want to do. And that's, I got to tell you guys, like, that's huge. That's huge. I wish that for all of you guys, because it's hard. When you don't know, that's the hardest part. You just, like, you almost wish, like, I wish I had something to sell. I just wish I had one thing. I wish I could focus. Because once you know what you're selling, then that's where the fun part sets in. It's the confusion of what is it that you're doing that then is struggling for you. And the way to figure it out is to know, who are you talking to? Your audience. And they're the ones that's going to help you. That's why we're creating momentum. That's why we're here today. That's why we're doing what we're doing. So, in any event, the way you're efficient is, you're just going to have a different headline in this page that you are going to be able to communicate with each of your segments differently. And then here, your, let's call this your outcome page, right? One of the outcome pages. Let's call this the top third. The messaging here will be customized by your outcome, right? But your core product is down here. It's all the same. You're not going to change what your core product is. You don't change. Your core product is your core product. The Mac is still a Mac. You're still going to talk about what the Mac is. But can you talk about the different things within the Mac up here for the businessman or for the person that's in school? Yes. And it's another thing that people make mistakes on. When you start doing testimonials, social proof, a mistake that people make is they just take whatever they can find and then they put them inside their sales page or their videos or whatever they're promoting. But if you have been listening to me, you need to be relatable. So when you identify who these people are and why it's so important, why some of these market demo questions are important, could be as simple as gender, right? Male or female, age, what age range are they in, right? Because you want to show in your social proof, you want to show here somebody that's relevant to them. So, right, it could be that outcome one is a male, outcome two is a male, outcome three is a female, outcome four is a female. Outcome here is 24 to 35. Here is 35 to 45. So on this page, you find social proof for each of these segments. So you find a male that's in the 24 to 35 range for outcome one, outcome two, 35 to 45 male. Starting to get a little crazy. The beauty of what I do. This is it, guys. Welcome to my world. This is how my brain thinks. But so that's how this all comes together. So we're just, you know, I just wanted to go over this a little bit and explain to you guys what this is, because I know we got cut off yesterday. And I wanted to tape it for myself as well, because I want content. I want to get this on tape so that I can start to organize or get it into hands of people that know how to organize, right? Because if that's not my skill set. So my plan, my goal now is to work with you guys on an individual basis. So we're going to start doing this one-on-one. This is a good overview of what we're doing, why we're doing it, understanding why you're doing certain things. Because when you understand what you're doing, then you can start to start to innovate, right? In the beginning, you're just going to just follow along. And then as you start to see and learn and understand, that's when you're going to be able to be like, all right, I need to tweak this or tweak that, or right? And that's all with the data. That's us being result-driven. Based on the performance that we measure, we will make decisions off of the data when we're analyzing. So that's it. And that's the whole goal here. The other two values, I guess, that we could look at here that I wrote down, I didn't even bring up, is the value you're going to get by you learning how to use the platform outside of all this other stuff, and the value of you being a part of a community where you're going to have your trainings, you're going to make friends, business partners, you're going to be able to discuss with others so that we can have a success path of you building your list of high qualified leads that you're going to convert into customers. So that's the plan. This is what we're doing so that later on when I'm able to do this for when I open it up again, this program will be available for people to go through video without having to deal with me. So that's it. Appreciate you guys.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.